This is not a job I've ever wanted, I've ever sought.
He could be the first reluctant House Speaker in modern American history. Paul Ryan is no stranger to the national stage, having served as the Republican vice presidential nominee in 2012.
Governor Romney, I am deeply honored and excited to join you as your running mate.
And he is no stranger to the workings of Congress, having co-authored a 2013 fiscal deal with Democrats that limits federal spending to this day.
I see this agreement as a step in the right direction. In divided government, you don't always get what you want.
And I think Paul Ryan would make a great speaker.
A strong endorsement from the man Ryan would succeed.
He works hard. He's very bright. And he has good relationships, I think, with all the wings of the party.
Ryan said he would serve as Speaker only if Republicans unified behind him. That unity will be put to the test almost immediately with critical votes on matters such as raising the federal government's borrowing limit by November 3rd or risk a U.S. debt default.
It's as serious as it gets for our economy, for interest rates. This has a direct impact on the lives of the American people.
Ryan will have to contend with the same ultra-conservative Republican faction that bedeviled Boehner's leadership with demands of a no-compromise opposition to President Barack Obama's agenda and a focus on shrinking the size of government at all costs. Ryan shares such policy goals, but will be constrained as Speaker by current political realities, according to his allies.
Divided government is very difficult, and it's frustrating, but it's what the American people have given us.
Ryan's election as Speaker is expected Thursday.